Claro, Prabhupada dice:
Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyate Shatharane Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Putithanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Grateful to be here amongst all of the assembled devotees. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj has read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, wherein Srila Prabhupada is explaining the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as it has been manifested through the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, with particular emphasis on the distribution of transcendental literature and the establishing of temples. In one purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, the purpose of opening temples in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is to give people the opportunity to associate with devotees. In Srila Prabhupada's books, which is the personification of the essence of the teachings of all the previous acharyas, we learn everything required to purify our hearts and awaken our love for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. But Srila Prabhupada is explaining herein that temples are necessary so that people could see how the philosophy and the culture of Krishna consciousness is practically practiced by devotees. The temple itself is a facility. Factually, in Vrindavan, there are already 5,000 temples. Why did Prabhupada work so hard to build that temple? There's thousands of deities of Radha and Krishna. In Maharashtra, so many temples, so many deities of the Lord. Why Prabhupada struggled and sacrificed so much to build Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Temple? In Sri Mayapur Dham, dozens and dozens of temples of Radha and Krishna. Why Prabhupada worked so hard to build that temple? And the temple of the planetarium that's about to be built. And all these temples in India, Srila Prabhupada personally arranged his topmost disciples from all over the world to come to reside in those temples, to manage those temples, to preach in those temples. Because Prabhupada, on the order of his Guru Maharaj, on behalf of the six Goswamis, has come to teach the real principles of Srimad Bhagavatam, unconditional, unmotivated devotional service, wherein Krishna is the center. So we build the temple. That's a beginning. We install the deities. Put Krishna in the center. That's the next step. But those are the easy parts. The real challenge is to fulfill Prabhupada's purpose for these temples. That anyone who enters their hearts will be transformed by the association of devotees. Where they see pure devotional service, unmotivated, unconditional, uninterrupted, before their eyes. They hear Harikatha from those who only want one thing, to give them prema bhakti. That is a challenge in Kali Yuga. Materialistic people are building buildings far more expensive than any of our temples. And anyone can get a deity carved in Jaipur and get some Brahmins to install it. But only those who are really sincere, dedicated disciples will sacrifice their lives to make those temples what Prabhupada wanted them to be. The very manifestation of the teachings of his books. Where devotees are really genuinely attached to chanting the holy names of the Lord, to hearing and speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, to worshipping the deities without expectation of anything in return. Where devotees are united through love and trust for one another, despite differences of opinions, despite different races, different castes, different nationalities, different religions. We are united at the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga. And we're together through the culture of pure Vaishnavism. We are reaching out to the world to give them the gift of Srila Prabhupada's heart, Krishna Prema. And we are so grateful to Radhe Shyam Prabhu and his team, to Mr. Malhotra Prabhu and his dedication, to all of these assembled Vaishnavas headed by Gopal Krishna Maharaj, and to all of you, donors, supporters, devotees. And let us pray on this day from the core of our hearts that this temple will be built both externally and internally. And Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas will shower the flower of their blessings upon us to empower us to do their will, wherein we can really attract the world to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you very much.